Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Well, good morning, Philadelphia. I'm Andrew Salchunas in for Anthony Gargano right here on Cuz Radio, the midday show. Anthony off today. He'll be back on Monday. Hope everybody's getting set for what should be a hot but nice July 4th weekend. I'm sure there's a lot of people already down the shore. I was watching the news this morning. Ocean City, New Jersey was packed at like 8 in the morning. I guess a lot of people went down yesterday. So enjoy your 4th of July weekend. I'm going to be talking some waivers today. We're going to continue the waiver conversation, but I'm going to change it into a different kind of direction. I'm going to make it more local. Now, in case you didn't hear, there's a bunch of waiver talk going on. There's waivers for the players, Major League Baseball players. It looks like there's going to be waivers for football players in the NFL. And those waivers, well, if you sign it, that means if you pass away due to COVID-19, you can't sue. Well, your family can't sue. Which I think is kind of wrong, but I'm not surprised that a business, whether it's baseball, football, or any other business with a lot of money involved, I'm not surprised that that's happening. But there's also the waivers for the fans. The fans on whether or not you want to attend a football game, right? So they're going to do these lotteries, I'm sure. There's no way that Lincoln Financial Field is going to allow all 60-plus thousand fans in attendance. But they may do the lottery where, hey, let's just say it's 10. Or let's say it's 20. Let's say it's half. Let's say it's 30. And you may be picked. You're the lucky winner of one of the 30,000 tickets that will be given away that day. You already paid your money. You're just hoping that you get selected. And you get selected, but before you go to the building, you have to sign a waiver that if you die due to COVID-19, again, somebody in your family can't sue. Because, let's face it, the NFL doesn't really care about you. The NFL cares about making money, and the NFL wants to keep their money. It's going to be the same thing for baseball if they ever open up fans. Obviously, basketball and hockey, that's not going to happen with the hubs. But that's, I'm not surprised. Like, I know a lot of people were shocked by it yesterday. Like, oh my God, they're going to make this a legal thing? Oh yeah, because if they die, if you die because of them, at least that's what you would say. What? They don't want to pay for any sort of loss, right? They don't want to pay for that. They go, all right, you made the risk. You took the risk of coming here, knowing with everything that's going on out there, you took the risk. We selected you, but because you signed this waiver, you took the risk to come to attendance into this game. And because you passed away, your family member cannot sue and make some sort of crazy amount of money out of our pocket. I'm not shocked. It sucks. It's scary. It's weird, but I'm not shocked. So we're talking about waivers today. Now, that's one of the conversations that's been going on. But I want to have some fun with our own Philadelphia waivers, because those waivers are dark, right? Those are some dark waivers. You know, we're talking about death. We're talking about people passing away due to a virus, or somebody in your family passes away because you contracted the virus at a football game, and then you pass it along to somebody who is at risk, or an older person in your family. Because, yes, it does still affect people, even though a lot of people don't want to believe it. But that's the dark waiver conversation. I want to have some more light, some more fun, some more back to normal sports debate waivers that we're going to ask people whether or not you're going to sign. I'm going to have the Philadelphia waivers for all four teams. Because I'm sitting in Anthony's chair today, I didn't ask for permission, but I'm going to guess I could call it the 4-for-4 waivers. I guess I could call it that. And I want to see if people will sign these waivers. And it's about the current teams. It's about the current times. I will, at one point later on the show, open up the fan waivers, right? Because there's a lot of stuff that you see fans doing that you don't know if that's cool or not. They think it's cool, but it definitely isn't. But there's a lot of stuff that we need to discuss whether or not we should continue to do or not, or whether we will continue to do or not. Because the point of a waiver is, boom, this is the rule moving forward. So, I want to start because we're getting near 7-6 day, which I'll talk about later on in the show, which is, of course, on Monday, July 6th, 7-6 day, 76ers, you got it. I want to start with the Sixers. And I have a couple of waivers that I want to see if you or the masses would sign. And the number to get in today is 610-632-0975. We'll start with the head coach. Obviously, the head coach is a hot button topic. I've been ready to move on from the head coach for a while. Pat Egan, who's producing the show today, has been looking forward to moving on from the coach for probably like 2 years now, maybe even longer. I don't know. But obviously, the head coach, Brett Brown, is a hot button topic. And I think the majority of people in Philadelphia are just ready to move on. The thing is, because of the stoppage and because the playoffs are about to begin next month at some point in August, we still don't know the fate of Brett Brown. Because, hey, what happens if they do win the whole thing? What if, it's a fluke, but what if they win the championship based off of just pure talent? They figured out some sort of rotation. They figured out some sort of game plan. They went to this bully ball mentality. They didn't try shooting 33s a game because they don't have anybody that can really shoot lights out. What happens if they win? Well, you're not going to fire the head coach of the NBA Finals, the champion. You're not going to do that. This isn't Phil Jackson, the Chicago Bulls, after six World Series NBA titles. No, it's going to be, oh, Brett Brown won. He figured it out. He deserves another 3 years because he won the championship. Let's take a step back. We're not going to go to the NBA Finals here. The first waiver that I want to see if people will sign or not, and I'm interested to see what Pat Egan would say, and others like me who are ready to move on from Brett Brown. Let's just say the Sixers finish as the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. So they face Boston in round one, and they win. They face Toronto in round two, and they win. They move on to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they face the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Milwaukee Bucks are picked to go out of the East by every sports book, every sports analyst. Like, everybody's picking the Bucks to make it out of the Eastern Conference. Mike Miss yesterday, I was in for Tyrone, read me something where one book in Vegas has the Milwaukee Bucks having an 83% chance of winning the NBA Finals. Not just winning the Eastern Conference, not just getting to the NBA Finals, but winning the NBA Finals, they have an 83% chance. That's outrageous. But with that being said, so let's say the Sixers go in and they lose in six. Or they lose in five, but it's a hard-fought series, almost like the first year they made it to the playoffs against Boston, right? They lost in five. There's really only one bad game, but the rest were hard-fought. Boston ended up coming up on top. So let's say the Sixers get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They lose to the Bucks, who a lot of people are picking to get to the NBA Finals, and now people are picking them to win the NBA Finals. Would you sign the waiver that Brett Brown is the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers next year? Because, and there's a caveat to this, because it's legal terms. Everything's legal terms in a waiver. Because of the shortened season. You can give me, and I agree with everyone who says this, Dwayne Casey was very successful in the regular season with the Toronto Raptors for like three straight years. If they weren't the one seed, they were the two seed. And every single year they ran into LeBron, whether it was round one, round two, or the Eastern Conference Finals, they lost. And Dwayne Casey, with the talent that he had in Toronto, this was pre-Kawhi Leonard, but the talent he had in Toronto, he could not find a way to move on past LeBron to move on to the NBA Finals. So what did Toronto do? They moved on from the Coach of the Year. Dwayne Casey won the Coach of the Year award the year he got fired. So they move on from Dwayne Casey. They bring in Nick Nurse. We know the rest of the story. Four bounces later, they beat the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then they move on and win the NBA Finals against a banged-up Golden State Warriors team. But because there is a shortened offseason, right? It's July 3rd right now. The regular season won't begin until July 31st. I think some teams will start on the 30th. But the regular season is not starting until the end of this month. The playoffs will not start until mid-August. If the Sixers were to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, that means they are playing into October. Maybe September at the late, like the very end of September, if they're going Eastern Conference Finals. If they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, they may play all the way till October. If the season is starting in December, that's 2 months. That is 2 months. Are you going to wait and see if other coaches get fired and then you go, oh, you know what, Brett, there's a better guy out there. We're going to get rid of you. Or are you going to say, well, we got to the Eastern Conference Finals. We ran into the best team in the East. There's only 2 months till the next season starts. So you know what? Even though we were disappointed all season long, they made a run in the playoffs. It's a shortened off season with everything that went on. Brett Brown returns next year. If I say that, will you sign that waiver that he has to come back next year? Or do you go, nope, nope, I am not signing that waiver. Find a new head coach. 610-632-0975. I will stick with the Sixers. And I have many waivers for many teams. If Ben Simmons plays very well in the playoffs, will you complain about, obviously, the low-hanging fruit? And the reason why I ask this, there was a caller earlier this week in Anthony's show that said something that opened my eyes a little bit. Now, I will, because we always have to do it. I will start by saying Ben Simmons has a lot to improve on. You guys know that I am a big Ben Simmons, I guess you could say, defender at this point, because we know that there is that, I think it's the minority, but there's the vocal minority that just hates Ben Simmons. But we know how people feel about Ben. I'll say, yes, he needs to improve in his shooting. He needs to at least get a mid-range shot. I don't care about the three-pointer, but at least give me a mid-range shot. He needs to be a little more smoother around the rim, a little more touch. Because there's way too many times where he does that turnaround and then he sort of throws it one-handed and it clanks off the backboard, clanks off the rim. Sometimes it goes in. Sometimes it's also on a long rebound and the other team has a break. We know that Ben Simmons needs to also be more aggressive at the rim. Not throwing the ball at the backboard, but going strong to the rim and trying to slam it in. Flush it. Get the foul. And one. You miss the dunk. I don't care. I don't care if you go one of two at the line. The opposing team gets a foul. That player gets a foul. The team is closer to being in foul trouble. You're closer to being in the penalty and getting two shots every time you go to the line. Okay? So there's all that stuff. I know all that with Ben Simmons. But the caller earlier this week to Anthony made a point that I don't think we can debate. That Ben Simmons was the best player on the Sixers this season. Better than Joel Embiid. Better than Tobias Harris, who did have a pretty good stretch at one point in the season. He still needs to be more aggressive. But better than Joel Embiid, better than Tobias Harris, better than Josh Richardson, better than Al Horford, better than anybody on the bench. Ben Simmons was the best player on the Philadelphia 76ers this season. But what do? We still complain. And I get it. The complaints are warranted. But we act like Ben Simmons should be coming off the bench. We act like Ben Simmons is the fifth best player on the Sixers. We don't act like Ben Simmons was the best player on the team this year. So the waiver that I also have out there for you, if Ben Simmons continues to be the best player on the Sixers come playoff time, right? Let's say they lose in round one. Let's say they lose in round three. But Ben Simmons puts up, you know, close to averaging a triple-double. He's around 20 points, right? He's around 9 rebounds, 9 assists, whatever. Ben Simmons has a great playoff. Will you refrain for a year from going after the low-hanging fruit? Will you refrain from a year from going after that low-hanging fruit of Ben can't shoot? We know that Ben can't shoot. I heard again this week. Somebody called in, and the first thing he groused about when it came to Ben Simmons was, well, he can't shoot. We know that.
He literally does everything else well.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, we get it. Ben Simmons can't shoot. I'm going to get a tattoo on my face that says Ben Simmons can't shoot. I already know. So that when you want to debate Ben Simmons with me, you see right on my forehead, Ben Simmons can't shoot.
You know, this is so common in this city, too. And I got into it last night about of all players, Bobby Abreu. And it, for whatever reason in this city, sometimes we gravitate towards a really good player that we know is really good, but we nitpick their shortcomings and we convince ourselves that they're not necessarily as good as we think. So we did it with Ryan Howard, right?
Yep.
He wins the Rookie of the Year, the MVP, but then when he stops hitting 58 home runs a season and he starts striking out, every single home run he ever hit was meaningless.
Yes.
We did it with Bobby Abreu. I tweeted yesterday, 400 stolen bases, but the guy's labeled as lazy. And the first thing I got from a guy was, everything he did was hollow. They're empty numbers. And you're reaching that point with Ben Simmons, where no matter what he does, people are just going to nitpick the one thing he doesn't do well. And because of that, they're going to convince themselves that he's not nearly as good as he is. And he is a very, very, very good basketball player.
Yeah, I mean, people always go to the, oh, well, it's not that good of a triple-double where it's 10, 10, and 10. Okay, I get it. You want, you know, 20, 15, and 14. I get it. But to do it over a course of a season, which he's doing, right? Like, he's close to averaging a triple-double. That's really impressive. That means he is attacking more so than what he normally does. And yes, he needs to be more aggressive. I'm not making up any excuses for Ben Simmons. He needs to be more aggressive. But he still facilitates like crazy. We want to talk about laziness. He's going after boards both on the offense and defensive side of the court. He's going after the rebounds, and I don't think he's a stat patter, right? We always talk about James Harden on this show because Anthony hates the Rockets. Anthony hates James Harden because James Harden is a stat patter. James Harden's stats, yeah, you know what? He wins them some games scoring 40 points, but I think he also hurts them when he's 10 of 40 shooting. Whereas Ben Simmons is doing things to help you win the game night in, night out. So I'll ask you, that's waiver two. If Ben Simmons continues to be the best player on the Sixers like he was during the regular season, admit it or not, he was, would you sign the waiver to not go after the low-hanging fruit of Ben Simmons can't shoot and that being the first thing you bitch about? Because we already know. We already know that Ben Simmons can't shoot, but I don't want people calling in here right after the Sixers get out of the playoffs and Ben Simmons averages near a triple-double. Oh, well, if only Ben had a jump shot. Yes, we already know that.
And I just want to point out, too, I got a feeling that if he started shooting, and a lot of us want him to shoot just to make the defense think about something else, but if he starts shooting, it's probably not going to be good. And there's going to be some people that, even if he shoots, because he's not making shots, they're going to complain about that. Oh, he's not a team player. He's being selfish. He's taking shots now.
Or all this time you've played NBA in your life and you, that's how ugly your shot is? Yeah, that's why he didn't do it.
Yeah, says the guy on the couch eating chicken and a biscuit in a box. I mean, he's in a situation where he's for some fans, in a no-win scenario.
Right. All right, last one for the Sixers. Because these are all tough. Like, I get it. Like, the Brett Brown one, for me, is very difficult. I'm ready to move on from Brett Brown, but I know that if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, there's only 2 months until the start of the next season. And, pal, I'm going to get your thoughts on this in a second because I know how you feel about Brett Brown. We have similar thoughts, you even more so, in terms of your eagerness for Brett Brown to be out of here. So these are tough waivers, but waivers are difficult. Knowing that you can go to a football game, but you have to sign the dotted line, if I die, my wife can't sue, obviously that's a difficult thing to think about. So we have that for Brett Brown. We have the low-hanging fruit for Ben Simmons. One more with Ben Simmons, but this one also includes Joel Embiid. People love to try to trade him. Here in Philadelphia, national reporters, how many times have you read a story on ESPN, whether it's Brian Windhorst or Mike McMahon or McMiniman, whatever his name is, Dave McMiniman, all these guys want to trade one of the two. Right, Chris Mannix of SI.com was on with Anthony a couple weeks ago. Literally said, I don't think the two of them should be, any of them should be traded, but the conversation's out there. Why is the conversation out there? Because for some reason, people want to move on from one of the two before they bring in a new coach. So let me ask you this. If Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid play very well together in the playoffs, they play very well together, but obviously they're missing something. They're missing the sharp shooter that they had in J.J. Redick. Or guys like Tobias Harris, who you paid a lot of money, don't step up. Or a guy like Al Horford, who you paid a lot of money, still doesn't seem to fit. Or still just seems old. Like it looked like he aged 10 years before this season. Or the bench still stinks. If Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid play well together, would you go a year without saying trade one of the two? Can people do that?
No.
Why? Even if they play very well together and it's the pieces around them that don't do well, you don't think people can go a whole year?
Nope.
Why?
We can't have nice things.
Why?
Here's the problem. A lot of times the vocal minority is the loudest and the stupidest minority. the loudest people that are screaming, because the people that know what they're talking about kind of sit in the back and just they don't say much. But it's the people that are screaming, trade Ben Simmons, trade Joel Embiid. They're the loudest.
Yeah, but
and they will never stop because they're going to want to get their rhetoric out there to try to change people's minds and get agreement on their side. And it's not going to happen. So, no, I don't think there's ever a chance that even if they play well together and they show spurts, somebody will make up an excuse why.
I get that. And you know what, Pat? I've talked about it. I think we did a show together on the weekend once. I have my concerns with the two of them. Like, I have my fears where I've seen games where Simmons was out and Embiid dominated. I've seen games where Embiid was out and Simmons dominated. Because the two of them have their own, you know, their own best parts of their game that sometimes I don't think mesh. But there are ways that you can make them play together. So I don't blame people who think about it, but it's the people that are like so actively wanting to trade one of the two because they think that is what's best for the team.
When you never get equal value in NBA trades.
No, you never do.
So rare.
But you also have no idea what a new coach could do. 610-632-0975. So, because the talk around sports is waivers right now, right? We have waivers for players. If they play and get sick and die, a family member can't sue. If a fan attends a game, signs a waiver, dies, family member can't sue. That's a dark conversation, right? Because it involves death. But I want to talk about it. I want to know if fans will sign a waiver to go. I'm not. I'm staying away. But on the lighter waiver note, I create my own waivers. And we start with the Sixers. Brett Brown, if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, would you sign a waiver that he's back next year? I'll get Pat's thoughts on the other side. Ben Simmons, if he plays well, will you sign a waiver to not go after the low-hanging fruit when it comes to the Ben Simmons debates? If Ben and Joel play well together, would you sign on the dotted line that for a year, you can't talk about trading one of those two players? 610-632-0975. We have a lot of other fun things in store today because it is July 3rd. It's the Friday of the July 4th weekend. I'm sure a lot of people are doing stuff this weekend, and I want to know what you're doing this weekend. The reason why I ask that is because Memorial Day weekend was still very early on in the COVID-19 process. Now, numbers are going up again. People don't want to admit that, but July 4th is further along, and I think people are ready to go do stuff. So I want to see if there are more people that are gathering this weekend because it's now July 4th. It's no longer May. So I want to talk about your gatherings, and I want to talk about a lot of other fun stuff, including waiting in line for a bagel for 30 minutes. And also, we got Twitter beefs, but the beef is somebody's using somebody else's Twitter. We'll get into all that fun stuff today. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Cuz right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11:58, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Anthony. He's off today. He'll be back on Monday. We got two open lines right now. If you want to get him, 610-632-0975. Now, during that, the legal ID, the top of the hour ID, it mentioned the Sixer Station, which, of course, we are here at 97.5 The Fanatic. And I want to let you know about 7-6 Day, which is coming up on Monday. And this is awesome. This is going to be great. 97.5 The Fanatic, of course, we're helping the Sixers celebrate their day on the calendar, 7-6 Day. And it's awesome because we're also preparing, right, for the return of basketball. The end of the month, the Sixers are playing. It's not like, you know, the Sixers got bounced back in May and we're celebrating 7-6 Day. No, we're celebrating 7-6 Day. We're getting ready for the return of NBA basketball, the return of 76ers basketball. NBA insiders, special guests from the Sixers will join us throughout the day. and you can win some awesome 76ers autograph prizes every hour starting at 7 a.m. We're going to have a Fanatic tent and crew in our West Lobby parking lot handing out 76ers t-shirts to people who just simply drive by and ask for one. That also starts at 7 a.m. So if you just drive by on Monday, 7-6 day, you get a nice free t-shirt. Everybody loves
I've seen the t-shirts, too. They're nice.
Are they?
Yeah.
I haven't seen them.
Nice.
Is it Sixers, Fanatic, like that kind of stuff?
No, it's a red shirt. It's got a Sixers logo on it and whatnot.
That's awesome.
Gets you ready for the playoffs.
All right, I'm in on that. 7-6 day on the Fanatic is powered by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the number one casino in Pennsylvania, is back open with plenty of space for social distancing. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And yesterday on Mike's show, Mike was talking about some of the prizes. I don't know if you heard these, Pat. Autographed Joel Embiid jersey.
Whoa.
It's the white Sixers jersey. This is what Mike was saying on air yesterday. An autographed Ben Simmons jersey. I believe it's the blue one.
Okay.
An autographed Julius Erving basketball.
That's awesome.
This is the best one. An autographed Allen Iverson jersey. Okay. Awesome, as it is. Apparently, it's from the 2001 finals.
What?
Apparently, it's one of the game-worn jerseys.
No way.
That's what I heard.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
That's what Mike said yesterday on air.
Oh, this is one of those where I will be sitting by the prize closet praying to God that whoever wins this doesn't pick it up within 30 days.
It's been 30 days. It's mine now.
Yeah.
Man, that's
amazing.
Awesome prize. So 7-6 day is going to be incredible. As my shirt says, Pat, it's going to be lit.
Yeah, but yours is for another reason. Don't know if you saw, but I gave your Lithuania a little bit of a shout out on Twitter there.
I did see that. So I'm wearing a shirt that says it's lit. And of course, the first three letters of Lithuania are LIT, and it's got the colors of the flag. It's an awesome shirt.
It is a cool shirt.
Mark, when I walked in today, asked me, you know, where I got it or if I made it or something.
You said Lithuania.
No, I got it at the Lithuanian Festival in Philadelphia, which happens first weekend of every November.
Of course.
Obviously, at the Philadelphia Music Hall.
Yeah, where else would it be?
Why wouldn't you go to that? One of my groomsmen bought it for me and a couple of the other groomsmen to wear underneath our tuxes at the wedding. The problem is he bought it and then just like left in his car and never washed it. So he gives it to me after I showered, right? After I shaved, I'm smelling nice. And he hands it to me. I'm like, dude, this is awesome. He goes, here, before you know, get changed, why don't you put this on? Just smell like straight vinegar.
Why?
I don't know. It was probably just, because again, it was just in his car. The festival happened early November, so it's still warm out.
Okay.
So it's just been sitting in his car.
So I just started playing hockey again.
Yes.
Our first practice back was this week.
Yeah.
It was Monday. And I've gone nose blind to how my car smells because I keep my equipment in my trunk.
Right.
I always think, oh yeah, if it's in my trunk, it's not going to stink up the car, and it always does. But I go nose blind to it. And I thought, driving to the rink, man, after 3 months, is there a chance that the stench is gone from my car?
Hell no, it's worse.
Well, I hadn't played in 3 months. You know, the equipment's dry. First time it's been dry in a while or whatever. So I play, put the stuff in my trunk. I wake up for the morning show the next day. And as soon as I get in my car, I go, oh my God. Yeah, it's back.
It's
like it might have gone away, but it's definitely back now. And this is, by the way, this is about 3 hours after I had practiced because I got home late.
Yeah.
And I had a hoodie in my car that I use because sometimes the studios are cold here. And I put on the hoodie and I go, oh my God. I left the hoodie in my car and it smells horrible. I'm going to throw it out.
A lot of us went to Xfinity Live for a Sixers game once. I think it was the one
they lost.
Yeah, it was the one they lost. But it was the I think it was the Celtics series.
Yeah,
right?
we went to one for the Toronto. And I think we went back-to-back years.
So
I drove you home once.
Yes, you drove me home once. And as I was about to get in your car, you said, and I quote, sorry for the smell.
Oh, yeah. I've had people immediately get in and roll down a window. So bad.
I appreciated the heads up. All right, I'm going to open up the next baseball waiver in a couple of minutes if you want to jump in. Let's go to Edward in South Florida. Edward, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up, Edward?
Hey, how's it going? It's a beautiful day here in South Florida, and I want to give a shout-out to Northeast Philly, Archbishop Ryan, Amber PA. What's going on?
They say hello.
No, we're only Doherty people here, bud, so keep it moving.
Wow.
Hey, I'm a transplant down here. I represent Philly. I'm just saying, I love Carson Wentz, man. You know, I have to wear a face mask. I work at Wawa, a brand new store here in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
I get plenty of Eagles fans. How about that plug? I get plenty of Eagles fans come in with my face mask. They go Birds.
Yep.
And they say the same thing. Do you like Carson Wentz? I love Carson Wentz.
Well, I'm glad that you love Carson Wentz, but there are people, maybe you've been away from Philadelphia for too long, there are people in this city that for some reason don't like him, and they almost root against him at this point.
Are you kidding me? He's a leader, man.
Yes, he is. I agree, but people are too attached to Nick Foles, and as soon as Jalen Hurts got drafted, it's a very vocal minority, but there are a minority of people that say, you know what, no, Jalen Hurts is the next guy.
Hey, I love Nick Foles. And my best friend's a Bear fan, so I'm rooting for the Bears, too. So what?
You know I can't root for the Bears. Nick Foles is dead to me.
That's okay. We don't play them this year.
Okay. All right, so you go ahead. What happens if they see each other in the playoffs, Edward?
That's great. Maybe get another double doink.
All right, that would be great. Now, Edward, are you a man that enjoys the beer?
I'm drinking a Yingling right now, brother.
All right, so I got to ask you. I don't know if you heard that my little conundrum earlier today that I talked about. Last night I went out to dinner, outdoor dining only. It was really hot outside. I was very full. I was uncomfortable because of the heat. I had half a beer left, more than half a beer left. And I considered, do I finish this or not? I finished it, but I felt like absolute dog, you know what, afterward. So, Edward, is it a violation to leave the beer at the table at the restaurant?
Absolutely, because my friends will get me out of the car and say, you left some beer on the bar.
Oh, that's awesome. You have good friends, Edward. I appreciate the call, man. Enjoy South Florida. Enjoy it down there. All right. So, I think a lot of people are in agreement that you got to finish it. And, let's see. Christy likes beer on Twitter. That's awesome. She goes, finish the beer, leave the food. I've had people say, obviously finish the beer and bring the food home, but I'm not going to bring home a quarter of a sandwich and six French fries. But Pat Egan says to do it.
It's a power move.
You can't. No, it's not a power move.
I'm kidding.
You can't.
I didn't know you had that little bit of food.
You can't bring home a quarter of a sandwich.
Yeah, that's. You can't, at that point, you either abandon it all or you finish it all.
Now Steve on Twitter goes, it is a violation, and he also said it was poor stomach planning on my part, which it was. If anything, I should not have ordered the rest of the beer, or the next beer. I should have just finished the meal, gone home, and had a beer at home. But I don't know. With everything going on in the world, the taste of a draft beer is already better.
Wait, did you just use with everything going on in the world for an excuse to order another beer?
Yes.
That you didn't really need?
100%.
I just don't know if I'm ever going to get another one.
Beer drinkers will agree with me that the draft beer is the superior beer. It is better than anything in a can. It is better than anything in a bottle. It is better than anything in a growler. It is better than,
I'll take your word for it.
Yes, of course. So the draft beer is the superior beer. And because with everything going on, I haven't been able to enjoy the draft beer in a while. So what am I going to do? I'll get the extra draft beer, feel like crap afterward, but at least I enjoyed it. Well, I didn't really enjoy it because I was feeling like total. I was just so full. It was awful. But I finished it. That's all that matters. 610-632-0975. Couple open lines. Jeff, Jack, hang tight for a second. I just want to open up the baseball waiver real quick. And I was having this conversation with Pat earlier, and I'm trying to formulate this in a specific way because I don't want to offend anybody. But baseball, during the labor negotiations, obviously looked just so bad. It was so bad because it was public. They were complaining about millions of dollars, millions and billions, and all that stuff. And we're sitting here saying, all right, well, we're taking pay cuts. You know, everybody's taking a pay cut. Just go out there and play for us. But people started ripping baseball. Crushing baseball to the point where people said, you know what? I don't want them to come back. I don't care about baseball. So I have to ask you, because I have the waivers on the table, and in case you're just tuning in, obviously there's a lot of waivers out there, waivers for fans to attend games. If you get sick, you can't sue. waivers for players if they get sick and, God forbid, pass away, that their families can't sue to get money. Because of all these dark waivers out there, I want to have some Philadelphia 4-for-4 waivers. Can't rip Ben Simmons if he plays well in the playoffs. Would you sign a waiver that Brett Brown remains the coach for another year if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and there's only 2 months before the start of the next season and only really a month until the start of training camp? I have the Carson Wentz waiver out there. If he plays like an MVP this year, would you say without hesitation he's the franchise quarterback for 2 years? 2 years. And you also cannot, you have to support him the way you did in 2017. You have to respect him the way you did in 2017. Would you sign that waiver? I feel like the majority would not. The majority now. Because 2017 seems like a lifetime ago with Carson Wentz. And I think even people who respect and support Carson Wentz now still have those concerns about his injuries. I go fluke injury with the concussion. I even say the torn ACL was a fluke injury because it was, he was sandwiched in between a linebacker and a defensive end, right? That happens. Anybody's knee is going to probably blow out in that situation. But a lot of people are still saying, okay, you know what? It's still kind of fluky, these injuries. So I don't want to sign that waiver. I think a lot of people would refrain to sign that waiver. But would you sign that waiver? 2 years, you have to respect him and support him the way you did in 2017 if he plays like an MVP this year. The baseball waiver. For all of you who ripped baseball to the point where you said, I don't want it back. I don't want it back this season. 60 games is bogus. It's stupid. Okay, I'm done. If that's the case, if you really are anti-baseball to this point, that means you can't watch a game this year.
Wow.
You can't watch one game this season. To the point where people said, I don't want it to come back. If you truly believe that, if you truly felt that way, you're not allowed to watch one Phillies game this year. You're not allowed to watch one MLB on Fox Saturday, 4 o'clock, first pitch. You're not allowed to watch one game.
Now, there are some people that would say that's fine because of the fact that we're going to have other sports going on.
Uh-huh. But here's what's going to happen, Pat. As much as I think 60 games is bogus and you have to put an asterisk next to the title, whoever wins the World Series, there is going to be a heightened amount of excitement when it comes to 60 games. There are going to be people that are saying, wow, this is the greatest thing in baseball since McGuire and Sosa, because it's 60 games, only 60 games, and every game matters. And what do we do in the world, Pat? What do we do when everybody's talking about something? We sort of all sort of glom onto it, right? Everybody talked about Tiger King. Tiger King went viral. So what did people do? I don't watch TV. I don't really watch movies. What did I do, Pat? I watched the entire thing of Tiger King because everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
So if a lot of people are talking about how great baseball is because it's just a 60, right? You're 30 games through. Oh my God, there's only 30 games left. That means the stretch run, every single game matters. You know people are going to be like, oh man, I'm missing out. I got to tune in. But if you sign that waiver because you ripped baseball constantly, you can't watch it. You have to stick to your guns. You're not allowed to watch one game. Would people sign that?
Well, I think some people would, and I think they'd end up regretting it possibly because, you know, we had Andrew McCutchen on, and it's one of those, hey, what do you expect them to say? But yep. At the same point, you went, okay, I could at least believe his line of thinking here when he said that he expects their bats to kind of carry them and yep. The pitching just needs to hold up. And that's been that way for the last 2 years now, and the lineup should be better this year as opposed to last year when the lineup was pretty good. They've also a team that has gotten off to a hot start the last 2 years, and 60 games is, I mean, that's the hot start that you need to get in the playoffs. So because of that, I think that fans would say, yeah, screw baseball, I'm out. But I think 30 games in, they'd regret signing that waiver.
There's no opt-out clause on this waiver.
Wow.
You sign it, you can't watch.
Scott Boras did not negotiate this,
did he?
No, he
did not. Well, Bryce Harper doesn't have an opt-out.
That's because he's a man of the people.
So, are there people out there that would sign the waiver because you ripped baseball constantly? You were tired. You probably said out loud, you either tweeted it, you called in the station, you said it to a buddy of yours, you said out loud or typed it out, I don't care if baseball comes back this year, I'm out. I don't want baseball to come back. If you said that, would you sign the waiver that you're not allowed to watch one single game this season, not one pitch this season, Phillies or any team in Major League Baseball? The other side, those who were dying for baseball to come back, like me, but for those who said, oh my God, figure it out, owners, figure it out, players, just shut up and play, figure it out and play. There were a lot of people that got overly angry, I think. I was angry. I think baseball was shooting themselves in the foot, but I knew what was going on. They were trying to figure it out financially. For those of you who were constantly ripping baseball, again, rightfully so, but constantly ripping baseball, making it a point to call in, to tweet about it, to talk about it, would you sign the waiver that you have to watch all 60 games, all 60 Phillies games this season? Would you sign that waiver? That means that the Sixers and Flyers are playing in the playoffs, you still have to have the Phillies game on somewhere, whether it's, you know, on the iPad, the phone, or if it's the main TV. So, Pat, I ask you, the people who constantly ripped baseball for not coming back but wanted it back, how many people do you think would sign a waiver where they have to play, they have to watch all 60 games this season?
Man, 30%.
They have to watch all 60. And they were constantly saying, baseball needs to come back, baseball needs to come back, baseball needs to come back. All 60 games they have to watch.
I said 30, but then he said all. I didn't hear the all the first time. 10%.
Really?
10.
Because people made it an effort to constantly bitch
and once
and
again, it has to do with the fact that there's other sports to watch. And if this team ends up being bad, are you going to want to be dialed into Nick Pivetta?
You better be.
And another Nick
Pivetta
start.
You better be, because you constantly complained that baseball wasn't coming back. You said, oh my God, baseball's so dumb for not coming back. Well, are you going to watch all 60 games? So those are the two baseball waivers for both sides of the spectrum. Would you sign the waiver that you're not allowed to watch a single pitch because you said, I don't want baseball back? But for those who wanted baseball back so bad that you were crying and angry and so mad at Major League Baseball, you needed it back. You were dying for baseball to come back. You have to sign the waiver that you're going to watch all 60 Phillies games this year. 610-632-0975. We have the polls coming. I'll update the polls coming up because we have a lot going on about violations, no violations. I have bagel violations that I'll talk about later on as well. But let's go back to the phones. Jeff on the cell. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
What's up, Jeff? How you doing, man?
All right, so Chunas, first question. What kind of IPA was it?
It was, so the first two, there's a local brewery in Manion called Bald Birds, and there, I know they're elsewhere as well, but it was like two easygoing IPAs. The third one, because I needed a different taste, I saw something called a Blood Orange IPA, which I've never had, and I was like, you know what, I'll give that a try because it's going to be a nice after-dinner beer because it's got like the more fruity taste to it. So right. I said, after-dinner beer, cool-down beer, this is going to be great. But then I didn't realize after I took the next bite of my sandwich, I was like, why did I order that?
Oh, yeah. So you need to go something a little bit lighter there. But it's not a you got to finish the beer.
You have to. Which is why I did. I said, you know what? My damn ego is not going to let me leave this on the table. I got to finish this damn beer. But there are people that are right that what if I did get sick in front of everyone? That's the major violation because I just ruined everybody's meal.
Absolutely. But so I saw your, I'm not going to call it like a rant, but like, you know, I saw on the Instagram page, the, what you were talking about with the waivers with, you know, the NFL and Major League Baseball, and, you know, are you surprised or whatever? And honestly, like with the fans and stuff, you know, so, you know, when you go online and, you know, you click things like I hereby, you know, like I submit that I will, that it's my right, that, you know, I'm exercising my right.
Yeah.
To go.
And you know what? You didn't read a sentence of it. You just saw I, and then you saw the box and you clicked on it.
Absolutely, yeah. So, but it's one of those where, like, you know, so in order for the organizations to protect themselves, and even like the fans to protect themselves, like, you know, if you're one of the lucky few that are chosen, you know, you have that waiver, I guess, maybe emailed to you, whatever. And, you know, what they should do, the organization should do, is provide the specific health guidelines, safety guidelines of what's expected of you as a fan when you go in. And, you know, if you agree to it, then you must uphold those rules.
Yep.
And it's also, I think, up to those workers who are in the stadium. I don't want to say to, like, police or enforce, but you kind of have to do that.
Oh, that would be their job, Jeff. I'm sure. You know how if you go to an Eagles game or if you go to any sporting event, on the back of some seats, they say, like, oh, if something's going on, you know, feel free to text this number and right. give your section. I'm sure there will be people that, you know, maybe they might not be drinking at the game, but maybe they take the subway down. They're drunk by the time they get there. Their mask seems to fall off their face because they're tired of it. I guarantee you there will be people that send that little text line and say, yo, this guy's got his mask off. And somebody, I mean, that will be their job, security's job, to make sure, hey, put that mask back on. If you don't, you're out.
And then, you know, fans also, you know, being accountable for themselves and for those around them. You know, you're pretty much being a lifeguard to almost everyone around you.
Right, which is why I'm not shocked that they're going to have these waivers. Like, I'm not shocked at all because it is up to you. And you know, you're not going to get sick from Lincoln Financial Field. You're going to get sick for you took the risk of coming in yourself, and you know that you're going to be around other Eagles fans that
you made the conscious decision to put yourself in potential harm's way.
Yeah, I mean, you may be the most responsible person when it comes to all this, but hey, Eagles score a touchdown. You just got so excited, you high-fived the person next to you. You didn't realize it. You touch your eye, boom, there you go.
Hand sanitizer, baby.
Yeah, you would think. Jeff, I appreciate the call, man. They're going to have, they'll definitely have sanitizing stations all over the place. They would have to.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
They would have to. So coming up, we got to take a quick timeout. Jack, you hang tight. We have open line 610-632-0975. We have all kinds of waivers on the table. We have a ton of waivers. We have a ton of violations that we need to talk about. I will update the polls coming up on the other side. Bob Nightingale just put out an interesting quote from Joe Maddon. A pretty interesting quote that I know a lot of people are going to agree with, but one of his own players, the best player in baseball, Mike Trout, sort of spoke about his concerns today. And Joe Maddon, the new manager of the LA Angels, kind of said something pretty interesting. And I want to talk about it on the other side. Hang tight. I'm going to give you this quote on the other side. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Anthony. He'll be back on Monday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.